I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Wednesday, March 12th. March features two specific events that are related to timekeeping: the change to daylight saving time and the spring or vernal equinox. What I found fascinating is how the 24-hour came to be. Yesterday, we noted that the ancient Egyptians divided the day into 24 divisions, but they were based on making daylight and darkness 12 hours each, no matter what time of year, flexible hours in terms of length. This worked well enough and was adopted by the early Greeks. However, as the Greeks developed a greater understanding of astronomy, measurements of location and time became necessary for comprehending and predicting the motion of the heavens. Rather than the flexible 24 hours of the Egyptians, Hipparchus divided the sky into 24 equal divisions, a system still used today in terms of celestial positions. While that became a standard, the measurement of time remained local. It makes sense that noon is when the sun is highest in the south. Of course, this changes as you travel west or east, but through the mid-19th century, most people didn't travel very far. What changed? The train. Suddenly, people were traveling greater distances. Keeping time from being derailed, Thursday on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.